In the ER at Children's, there's what looks like a vending machine, except instead of chips and cookies, it's full of medicine.
We have oxygen supplies up here. We have the IV fluids down here.
Catch that? IV fluids. That clear liquid is a hot commodity. For the past 6 months, hospitals across the country have had to work around a national shortage of the sodium chloride solution that hydrates and sterilizes. Dr. Rustin Morse, chief quality officer at Children's, says ER pharmacists have kept that from becoming a serious problem.
I would put the order into the computer, and the pharmacist would come over to me and ask more questions about why I wanted IV fluids for this patient. And then they would offer recommendations of either different IV fluids or perhaps different volumes of IV fluids such that we can manage the supply that we had.
That may sound obvious, but Morse says ER doctors are used to jotting down a type and quantity of drugs and moving on. If there's a problem, a pharmacist will hopefully catch it and call later on. At Children's Medical Center, pharmacists review every single medication order in real time before it's dispensed.
So it wouldn't be uncommon for me to decide I want to give a specific antibiotic that seems quite appropriate for me clinically. The pharmacist looks at that medication and looks at the 25 other medications this patient is on and realizes that two of the medications that I prescribed interfere with each other.
Yes, that happens even at top hospitals. And yes, people die. More than 7,000 people every year die from preventable drug interactions, which is in part why hospitals, including John Peter Smith, Baylor, and Parkland, have added pharmacists to their emergency departments.
What do they look for? The correct patient, the correct weight, the correct dose. Do we have food allergies we have to consider? We look at the cost.
That's Brenda Darling, the clinical pharmacy manager for Children's, which has 10 full-time ER pharmacists, more than anyone else in the country. Darling says medication errors are 3 times more likely to occur with kids.
They're not just little adults. They have a completely different metabolic rates that you have to look at, different developmental states, so you have to know your patients.
On any given week, pharmacists at Children's review nearly 20,000 prescriptions and medication orders. That's in addition to automatic reviews by an electronic medical record system designed to essentially spell check orders to prevent errors. The thing is,
the electronic medical record came out with the hope that it would catch all of these things, and it just hasn't.
Dr. James Svensson is Associate Professor of Emergency Medicine at the University of Wisconsin. He co-authored a study in the Annals of Emergency Medicine that showed prescription errors happened with 1 in 10 adults and 1 in 4 with kids. That's even with the electronic review. So why doesn't every hospital do this? Svensson says, in large part, money.
If you're in a small emergency department, it's hard enough to have adequate staffing just for your patients in terms of nursing and technicians, let alone to have a pharmacist sitting down. If the volume isn't there, it's kind of hard to justify.
Hiring pharmacists is expensive, though Dr. Rustin Morse at Children's points to research showing prescription review can reduce the number of hospital readmissions, saving money and lives.
People do make mistakes. We're all human. And you want that extra level of benefit there so that a patient doesn't get a drug that potentially could stop them breathing because it's the wrong dose.
As ERs search for ways to improve care and manage scarce supplies, pharmacists are stepping in to help juggle complex healthcare decisions. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.